Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid. Live from Racine, Wisconsin! Is a gamer's best friend and beer's worst nightmare. Guys, Gays, and Beer! Yeah! Hey, listen to this.
So, I feel like I'm currently the only one not streaming Twitch on their phone while everybody else has their phones out.
Yeah.
It's a rough.
It's convenient, you know?
Well, yeah.
You can see how awful people, what bad things
how awful we are.
Yeah, how great our quality is. The top notch.
Yeah, slash all.
I mean, you could. Oh,
you have audio still.
I thought I turned the audio off. I guess not. I turned the audio off now.
All right, let's start an echo.
All right, so, Rob, before we actually get into the topic tonight, we're changing our opening sequence.
Yes, we are.
It's no longer the show beer.
We're doing the exact same thing. We're just calling it something different.
Okay, yeah, well, that could be that, too.
Except now there's going to be a verdict. But the good news for you guys is, and I probably should have gone through this after the show, it can be guilty of being awesome or not guilty of being horrible or, you know, the opposite.
Oh, all right. So we got...
So the thumbs up still is the thing that really matters in the end.
Right. But we can pronounce a verdict on it.
That is true. So I think it's about time
for this session of.
Dun dun dun. Thank you. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
Welcome to another session of Beer Court.
With the Wisconsin State Supreme Court of Beer.
Right, and because it is our first, our inaugural episode of Beer Court. We are going to be the Wisconsin Supreme Court of Beer tonight because we are doing something called something from our boys at Capital Brewing. And you know we've done a whole bunch of their stuff. Generally, I have to say, I don't think we've had anything bad from Capital Brewing.
It's all pretty solid.
It's all solid. Some of it is average solid, but it's all solid brewing. Tonight we're trying something different. It's a seasonal. It's called Ghost Ship White IPA. The tagline is, it's scarily good. It is a white IPA with a, so it's a wheat-based IPA.
So it's a racist IPA.
A wheat ale with a coriander and orange peel. I think orange peel. Was it orange peel?
We're not lawyers.
I'm sorry. And citrus.
Pretty good public defenders.
Citrus peel. Yeah. Citrus peel flavorings. So let's go ahead and give this a try. I'm going to say it's going to be a summer brew if it's got with that crap in it.
Armor really.
All right. Gross. Justices.
Ooh.
Now wait.
Okay.
I want you guys to just sit here and deliberate with yourselves for a second.
No. Every time I go to
my private chambers.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if I'm deliberating with myself.
My mom caught me deliberating with myself one time. Oh, man.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm not tasting a lot of the citrus and I'm not tasting a lot of the coriander.
I'm actually tasting the citrus.
You are?
Yeah.
Maybe a little on the finish.
Yeah, a little bit more on the finish.
Would you say that it's guilty? A citrus taste?
No, I would not give it. You know, I've had more citrusy beers than this.
Moon Man from Aguirre's is pretty citrusy.
It's very citrusy.
Is really mild.
It's got a touch on the finish, but not much. I'm going to tell you right now, for a summertime beer, I'm thinking this one's great. It's a good solid IPA. It's got a really good mouthfeel.
I think hopheads would enjoy it. It's just hoppy enough, I think.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a hoppy bitterness on the end, does it? That's where the citrus, I think, comes in.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, like, if I was down at the beach, I would probably have this.
Oh, hell yeah. I can see if on a hot day, drink
it. I like IPAs in general, so, I mean, this is going to be...
I mean, I do too. I've been getting more into like the more dark, bitter ones.
No, this is not overly bitter. I mean, this is really good.
All right.
Oh, see
yeah, thumbs up.
Yeah, all right.
Thumbs up.
I'd take it. I'd buy it back.
Yeah, I would.
If you like IPAs, you'll really like this. Even if you don't like IPAs, it's not bad.
No, this is it's not overly bitter on the finish. You can taste the hops in the beginning. And I think you're right. You do get that citrus on the end of it, which the more I drink it, the more citrusy it seems on the end. So
in the case of the People versus Ghost Ship IPA, white IPA, I find it guilty of being tasty.
Agreed.
Now go in my gut.
Okay, wait.
Death penalty for you.
Wait, so it's the real topic tonight, Rob. Besides, again, looking like a minion's penis, but that's a whole nother topic that we'll get into.
Guilty of being a minion's penis. Damn me.
All right,
today what we're going to talk about is, all right, so we're going to start. We got two scenarios for today. One before the break and one after the break. And the first scenario here is, you ready? You guys ready?
No.
All right, you're at sea. Travis is unfortunately woken up at sea because he wasn't ready. You wake up at sea. It's just the seas are getting rough, man. And all of a sudden, your ship starts springing leaks. And the only thing you can see in the distance is a small desert island. And your whole stack of gaming systems is about to go down, except for the one you can stuff in that little life jacket. Unfortunately,
the baby's life jacket that you stole from the baby is now drowned.
Fortunately, you have terrible.
Every, he did say a little life jacket.
Every yeah, the baby's gonna have to go. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to save your game system.
I'll save the baby over my game system any day.
It's just gonna eat your resources, you know.
Yeah. That's right.
But remember, who's gonna keep me company then?
Your game system.
Yeah, really.
You're really messing up the scenario here, Nubat. Damn it, Kelsey! What the hell?
All right.
You allow her back for one episode, and this is what you get.
So does that mean we can change my name?
So you get
no.
Hey, ask Kelsey.
No.
Yeah, the quit wrecking my damn shit, Kelsey.
Oh, it's never gonna stop. She wrecks her own shit too.
No.
All right.
So anyway,
one system.
You wash up on shore. Which system? With its entire game library, which conveniently somehow fit
you. Multicard.
Bag of holding.
Multicard.
Yeah, your bag of holding. Thank you.
You had multicard
could fit all the cartridges or discs that you wanted, but couldn't fit more than one game system, unfortunately. It's just not that kind of magic. What is the game system going to be? And I think I'm going to throw this one to Nubat.
I'm going to save my PS2.
That is an excellent answer.
Because you have like so many games over the years that you've collected. So I
Well, you got them all, so you're fair.
You get them all.
Question, since it's backwards compatible, do you get to bring the PS1?
I would have to say, you get them all.
But what my theory is also is we have a lot more games out for the PS1 and PS2 than we do with the PS4. Like PS4 doesn't have very many games out for it yet.
And agreed.
And without the internet.
Right.
On your desert island.
They don't work.
You're
exactly.
Out.
Exactly.
So a system like that, you're right. Because you get the plus of the PS2 and the PS1. And the PS1 had so many amazing titles for it.
Oh, yeah. So. Especially for how many years it was pumping out games.
That's a good call, actually.
This is why I told you I joined the episode today.
One call does it all.
Yeah, that one call pretty much does, actually.
And nobody can steal my idea.
No, you can't be doing that.
No. People may agree with you.
Yeah, that's terrible. Really,
I know you like it when people don't agree, but we're going to let it ride. How about it, noob?
I was thinking about my PS3 because I've had it, but then I'm thinking about the system that I've had the longest.
Wait now, the PS3. Is it the old PS3 or the new PS3? Because the old PS3 has backward compatibility.
I like the PS3 games, so I actually already...
And you can still play it offline, can't you?
I have the slim one.
The PS3, yes.
Yeah, you can still play it offline.
Yeah, you can still play it offline, but does DLC count in some of that? Because some of
Mike, you downloaded it before the ship sank.
Right. Right.
Before the satellite went down.
Yeah. But I'm going to say no to that.
No.
I'm actually going to pick the Super Nintendo.
Ooh. Straight SNES.
That was in my short list.
That is in because there are a lot of really good games, and I could there's one game that I could spend hours upon hours picking to playing.
Okay, save the game for
All
right.
By the way, you do not have to make the one game from the same system that you made the system.
Okay. Oh, good to know. Good to know. Good to
know. I didn't know.
Yeah, because I wasn't planning on it.
Great. Now that just opens up around a whole new fucking way. Damn it.
So.
Damn it, Doom.
Somebody forgot to turn down Doom.
All right. Well, that's all right. Background noise. Background noise.
It's the minion dick that happened.
Oh, the minion dick.
Minion dick. I'm sure that's what they say every night to each other.
Oh!
My inflatable minion. Who's your daddy minion? Yes.
Oh, God.
I totally want to go into like a porn shop and ask for a minion.
Minion duck ball.
Yeah.
Yes. Like a butt plug.
That's even better. Oh.
Wow.
If only I could just have both.
Oh, God.
At
gosh.
The same time.
Oh, and it makes the noises too. It's like, banana.
Alright, so, calling that. The PS3, I mean, as long as you got the DLC already.
Yeah, but then when it comes down to games and, like, actually having a complete game and with majority of time, I'm going to have to go with the Super NES.
Yeah, I'm sorry, SNES. Yes, yes, SNES. Sorry, SNES. Because you have the entire... Was that that?
I just saw
it's
the top
it's a
one.
Thing. A banana mini.
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
There's also a download.
No. Route 34, kiddos.
They
yeah,
photos.
Thank you.
Route 34 it.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful
thank you.
Thing.
Thank
don't
you.
Worry about it.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
All
right, so.
Probably should have put that adult thing on Twitch.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably should have. So if you're on Twitch, oh well.
If you are under the age of 18, please turn this off now.
I mean, half the work is already done. They already look like yellow things.
Hey, we are talking about games.
Really
we
good,
are legal
but that
for
is
Twitch.
A really
we are
good,
good.
That's a really good cloud of smoke there.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, it's like...
Vape life.
Yeah, vape
life. That's right.
All right, so... All right,
bro,
Travis, how about you?
So, I agree with Kelsey a lot. But using the PS2, again, you have such a very large library of games. And I think that technology kind of progressed long enough that not only did you get good games out of it, you got games that were very immersive, great RPGs. Things can eat up a lot of your time. It unlike the SNES, which has a lot of great games, outside of a few handful of titles, I don't think many of them were as immersive. And if I was stuck on an island, I'd want something that was going to waste my time a little more. So it would probably be the PS2. Otherwise, if it was a realistic scenario, I'd probably, again, like Larry mentioned, grab my coin-ops box. Because that already has all thousands of games right in it. And
property. We talked about this.
Yeah, no. We will discuss this.
It's not preloaded.
We will discuss this.
I always carry coin-ops on there.
All of my Xboxes have that on there.
Right.
So,
right. See, and that's
and this is a hypothetical scenario.
Correct.
So.
And if your boat is going down, you know bloody well on your boat you're gonna have your Xbox loaded with coin ops, of course.
And then you're like, shit, I forgot my controller.
No, because here's the thing, when you are, even if you're sailing the Great Lakes, when you get far enough out, you don't get signal, you don't get internet, unless you're doing satellite internet, which is expensive as fuck. So. You're probably
I mean, we can go Gilligan,
sure
get Gilligan and get a coconut, you know.
Oh, yeah, the coconut radio.
Hey, I'm so professoring this shit.
Damn it, Gilligan.
Professor pervert.
Yeah, you bet.
Gee, the good doctor is going to go straight to malpractice today. Oh. What, really? Too much? Was it too much?
Maybe a bit. Maybe a
it
bit.
Went over my head, so.
That's good.
All right.
You're the best. You'd have been... Ah, it's too late.
Am I doing it now, or...
You go right. All right.
Well, you know, and Travis started with the PS and then went to the Xbox, and I agree with him on the Xbox. If I look, so let's do the hypothetical. Somehow or another, I'm on a ship in uncharted waters, and maybe my ship is going down. You know bloody well I'm going to have an Xbox on that ship because, I mean, I'm out at sea. Also, I have a really short attention span, so I need lots of different things to keep me busy. I mean, yes. So the thing about the with coin ops is I'm going to have every system on it. I mean, I'm going to have the Amiga. I'm going to have the Commodore. I'm going to have the TI. I'm going
to
have the
I'm almost to the point of calling foul, cheap ass.
No, 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 no,
It's why I banned the PC from this conversation.
But it's not a PC.
Well, you get it from the PC. System.
You get it from the PC, so...
No.
It exists. It's real.
Exactly. And if I was on a boat, you know I would have an Xbox on it.
It makes more sense than having a PlayStation 2 with the entire collection of it.
Correct. Thank you.
And PS1, if you think about it. Magic box!
I can swim with this above my head with no problem.
Everybody get your brooms! Shenanigans!
Thank you! Right. So, I mean, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it that way. I would have...
Shenanigans!
Again, I would have all my Amiga stuff. I would have all my Commodore 64 stuff.
I call shenanigans on
shenanigans!
This.
Well, not all of it. They don't... Not everything works perfectly.
You're the ones who decided to sink our boat.
Yeah, really! Thank you!
Yeah, way to go,
my
bro.
One game's gonna be MAME! And I'm gonna have every game on it! That's almost hipsterish. Almost hipster nerdish.
Almost. All right, well, what would be
Son
your choice?
Bitches.
Hey, look. Okay, so wait a minute. So...
Hey, mine was valid.
Going back to the coin ops.
Mine was
thing,
valid, too.
I mean, going back to making this kind of logical, you know, for every system I buy, I always buy the multi-card. So I have every game with it.
Yeah, so there. You got... It's plugged in.
Right.
That's what it is.
Exactly. It's if I have power, I have all
it's
the
It's only stuff but that's it, physically but, attached. It's like... The Terminator fell.
But you brought it up. It,
only
it,
things
it,
attached
it has
to the
be
system
something
to
like
going.
Not a PS4 or an Xbox One because you can't use those without having the internet.
That's what.
With some games.
Well, with a lot of games.
Some games.
But with older game systems, you don't have that.
Right. You don't have that issue.
Yeah, with older games, yeah. Hence, that's why I picked an older one.
Yeah. All right, Rob, so?
I was going to off the cuff the Dreamcast originally, but then I thought about it a while and I go, maybe I should do the PlayStation because I really love the PlayStation collection. I've really been into that for a long time now and I really like it. And then I thought,
yeah,
why the hell not just get a PS2? Yeah, I got a ridiculous, that's full of PlayStation games. I'm sick. It's your fault.
Hey, don't blame me.
Pretty much all of you.
Do
I can
not,
blame.
Yeah, blame these guys.
Don't look innocent because there's some Crash Bandicoot in there.
Hey,
Thank you.
I got my Lego Racers the other day. I'm excited. Yeah. Now all I gotta do is hook up the PS2.
That's gonna happen. Anyway, yeah, so finally I ended up on, yeah, it almost would have to be the PS2 because it's a massive collection of RPGs, plus action games I love. I mean, hell, Rez is on there, and that's really wonderful.
Okay,
Katamari,
now wait, did you have the accessories with the Rez?
All the Katamari. The PS2.
You are just not about yourself.
The PS2 also has a really, like, some really good classic compilations.
Yeah,
like the Sega Classics or the Namco ones. Are
it's
really good.
The even the two the Street Fighter Capcom Classics.
Ooh,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great games for the PS2, and since it can run all the PS1 games that I'm so interested in, it's almost a no-brainer that the PS2 would be it. And that's kind of funny coming from somebody who ditched the PS2. In favor of the Xbox, the original Xbox, because I just wasn't having as much fun with it. But come to find out, if I would have waited another, much like the PlayStation 4, if I would have just waited another 3 months, I would have gone, oh shit.
What?
Way
Rob
better.
Is wrong?
I'm never wrong! And I'm not stitching in flashbacks to when I was wrong.
Oh, let me absorb this.
Whoa, easy, Mike, easy.
Damn it. Damn it!
You don't get to hear that often.
Let me absorb this.
Oh, so good.
Wow.
Okay. So good.
See what happens when he comes to hang out with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, you are absorbing it.
He is. Right in the fizzle. Right.
Let me lick your face for your tears. Delicious.
All right.
That wasn't tears. Okay. So it looks like we've got a pretty wide variety of game systems.
Slash mostly the PS2.
Yeah, really. I mean, three of you picked the PS2. He picked
because
the SNES, and I picked the Xbox.
Yeah, but I think they were all valid choices, although I'm doing the hipster anger thing. But, you know, I've been a little bit sensitive about the hipster geeks lately.
Yeah, well, that's because they're moving into your neighborhood and kind of taking it over.
Dun, dun, dun! Bastards coming in from Illinois. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Sorry to all of our Illinois listeners who are overpaying for property. And
we'll go out, knock them down, take their beer.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm sorry we can't move to
Vegas. They walk around with wine freaking cups now, just walking around.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
is kind of cool, but people don't but they're
no like they're wine platinum. Glasses.
Yeah, they just walk around.
Oh, I'm going to go kill somebody and take their glass.
So I just walk around with beer.
Yeah.
And Old English 800 malt.
Perfect.
Damn right.
With your Daisy Dukes, like, hey!
and a t-shirt that says, I was stupid, and an arrow pointing down.
How you doing, neighbor?
Come on, it was funny. You're trying not to laugh.
How you doing, neighbor?
I just don't have that problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, that said, right. I think it's time to take our short break. And we'll be back with the second half, which is Desert Island Games. We're going to tighten this down. We're going to say you can only bring one game
tough.
With you
it's
now.
It's going to be tough.
And so, for the rest of your freaking
life.
Will
that include the system to play it, right?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, of course you get a system to play it.
But you only have the one game.
But
it's
the one game. Okay.
And it doesn't have to be the same system, because I think that would be...
kind of cruel.
Yeah, that would be...
restrictive.
That would be restrictive.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go.
Okay, so for our Twitch users, you are going to see a lot of empty beer bottles sitting on the table. Just keep watching them. They're fun to watch.
Yep.
They do tricks.
And you guys...
you don't even see the beer bottles.
You get a break from my crap. And we're back.
No, we're not. He's lying.
We're kind of back. Here's my back. Right there. Yeah.
What? Really?
You look beautiful in the camera.
Thank you.
Oh, you do, by the way, Larry. There's a delay.
Welcome back to Guys, Games, and Beer. Our first topic is Larry. What happened to Larry? Where's Larry?
Why is Larry not here this evening?
And we're sorry to say that Larry isn't here because he has been hospitalized.
Yeah. Turns out Larry had a little incident with a dolphin about 9 months ago.
Wait. That was last time.
It's happened again, but this time he decided to take it to term.
Ah. Yeah. Unfortunately, the dolphin got the best of him, and Larry was unfortunately raped by dolphins and is now hospitalized
with a love child.
A dolphin love child.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, really.
No, it's not. We get a dolphin mascot out of the thing.
That's true.
All right.
A baby dolphin.
We got a baby dolphin on the deal. I'm good with this.
Dolphlundrin.
Dolphlundrin's not got a friend.
Ooh. Well, that's what you get when you go swimming in the ocean.
That's right. Says you're right, Larry.
That's right.
So, Rob.
We haven't had a moment of silence in a while.
Yeah, so what is our topic tonight? Well, our second topic tonight.
I said that was not the winning vote.
Second topic is Desert Island Game. If you only have one game that you can play on the Desert Island, Larry says that wasn't the winning vote, but facts don't vote.
That's right. So?
So, you're back on your ship.
Right.
Unfortunately, this time.
So
the magic bag can only store one game. So you've got a system, and you've got but one game. Your multi-cart got soaked.
Oh, shit.
And attacked by crabs. Which also happened to Larry, by the way.
Rob's like the asshole DM that nobody is. You're like, girl, what can I do with fuck with my players?
You'll have to roll a 5d20. To get out of dolphin rape.
All right.
Sorry about that. So...
I got something to say. Drunken Larry says he's working really hard because he says work sucks. But that's not what the photo
says. Wait. That photo was not him working.
That's a
bunch of maybe it was working, but not like work that we know of.
Yeah.
Get a life.
His version of work is a little bit different from most of our versions of work.
All right. So we're exiting the boat. We get to grab one game and one system.
Under arm.
And that's it.
And you're going to have to save it. You have to bring it up to shore. And now you're going to have to play this stupid game.
Until you're saved or the rest of your life. Or until Wilson just floats away.
Until Wilson.
Wilson! All right, continue. All right, so.
Poor Wilson.
Yeah, well.
The things I'd do to Wilson. I'm just saying.
I'm betting he did. I'm betting he was really attached to Wilson in that movie, okay?
Wilma.
That's true, but I did say Wilson on it, so I suppose naming it Wilson.
This really has gone south.
This episode
has really gone south, and it's mostly me, which usually It's not me.
All right, so who's going to start this?
Go ahead and start.
Tom, you're going to start this.
No, Travis can start this.
Really?
Yeah, I might won't be anyone that something anybody else picks. I would take an Xbox with Morrowind, The Elder Scrolls 3, just because sheer, like, world size. I mean, yeah, Daggerfall is technically bigger as a Morrowind, as an Elder Scrolls game, but Morrowind is a lot of fun and is still a very, very large game. You also got to bring a Game of the Year edition, so it comes with the expansions. Again, you could sink hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of hours of that game and not finish the whole thing. So there's so much to do.
Screw you.
So much to do that game. Again, it's not the perfect RPG, but it's something that's gonna take a lot of hours out of you. So yeah, you can get to play that for a long time. So it definitely have to be Morrowind Game of the Year edition for the Xbox.
That's not a bad call, actually. And again, you want something that's gonna take up a lot of your time.
And Virtual Brian says,
it's an Xbox! Yeah. Yay, Xbox!
Okay. Who's next?
You?
New bet!
Sure. The first thing that came to mind, it was a debate between two, but the first one came to mind was Pokemon. So I figured I can still have an adventure while I'm stuck on a stranded island, you know.
But what Pokemon?
I don't know. I think
you could do pretty much any of the colors.
I was going to say, can't we just have general Pokemon game?
No, you get but one
You get one though. Game.
It's true.
You got to pick one game.
You got to pick
Silver
color.
Silver, Gold, Strong, Contender, Sapphire.
Yep, I was about to say, Silver and Gold is probably one of the strongest. You get to go to two regions.
Yeah. That's true.
One arc, and then you get the fucking second arc. And you get the battle red in this stupid level.
I was like, I have Pikachu. Pokemon Y, and that's what I've been working through, and I've enjoyed it so far.
Right then.
All right, no, that's the.
Yeah, no, that's I mean,
that's a good solid
reason.
One.
Yeah, that's a good reasonable one.
I'm gonna play Fuck You, Pikachu.
Hey, you, fuck you, Pikachu, Pikachu.
Like, anything you say to him, he just turns around and flips you off.
It's never gonna happen, Rob.
All right.
I'm totally Mike. Making this game.
So, I actually had to go back a little bit, because I was about to pick God of War, but then I was like, no, there's another game from my PS2 era where I was just like, I spent a lot more time, and it wasn't Final Fantasy X either. I have to go with Dark Cloud 2. It was pretty much an RPG adventure game. It was, you could free roam. Cool thing was you had a picture, or you had a camera with you, and you would take pictures of things, and then you could invent things through one character and make, like, new, like, you had, like, a mech robot kind of thing, and you could give him, like, propellers under him, so then he could float around, or
wheels.
Yeah, that game, there was one arc where you beat, like, the game that would take you, fucking 40 hours, and then there was a second one that would take you another fucking 40 hours. And the reason why I picked that game was because I cursed myself on it because I ended up deleting my 80-hour-plus game on accident. And I corrupted my save data file because I chose the wrong file when I just wanted to play a new game. And I was like, okay, I got two save files, the one the original ones and the other one. And I fucked it up. But I remember playing that game. It was just like, you could go back forward and back in time and create a future, like create people that were destroyed and bring them back to life and everything like that, and invent things.
Well, see, that's kind of cool that you can actually, again, add to the game that way.
Yeah, you can add it. Yeah, you make like it was an action adventure. Larry says he can't hear us. Get the dick out of your ears.
somebody test the audio.
Oh, okay. Bring your audio up.
What?
Him. He's got it up and on the screen.
You can add it. Yeah, you make it like...
It sounds a lot...
Sounds good to me. Larry, you're deaf!
Get the dick out of your...
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure that's working. The audio is just fine.
I think it works just fine. You have dicks in yours.
That's really what he's
There's going to be an echo, and it's all your fault.
Wait, you meant... How'd you cram Rob in your ear? He's right here.
Oh! Hey, wait a minute. That's me.
You don't want to talk about mini a penis.
Okay, so, Rob?
I'm not ready.
You're not ready?
Better, noob.
Okay, so here is my thing. So I'm a little torn on this one.
I know.
So, first of all, I have very short attention span. So, RPG
playing a long RPG game is not
necessarily my thing. It really isn't. But I definitely want something where I can play against something. I don't want like a straight where like a platformer or a an arcade style game. I don't think that works for if you've got one game and you have to play because those.
If you had a second player, right. It would be fun.
And also those get repetitious. They have really fixed patterns, and once you get the patterns down, you're fucked. So, again, I'm a mech game guy, and so my first thought was MechForce.
Yeah, that's a good game. Your Amiga with, right. Back it under your...
Right. The AI is great. You've got lots of... You know, you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different mechs you can play. It had some character building in the final versions of it that actually worked fairly well. The AI, you're playing against another team. You can create a fake team on your own, so you can pretend like you actually have friends on the island with you. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to stick with my original choice, MechForce on the Amiga.
I'm going to pretend I have friends.
And then you can choose how long your game lasts.
Exactly, that too. I mean, it had all the features that would make, you know, again, besides the AI was wickedly good, you'll have plenty of time to learn how to beat it.
You can ban people on here, you know that, right? I'm starting to think that we need to start
banning Larry.
Ban Larry.
Because he says one trick pony.
Oh, I am Larry, I am, okay?
I'll give you a one trick, Larry.
Yeah, he knows the trick the pony does.
Yeah, darn right.
Just right in the balls.
Oh! Like, ouch.
All right, Rob, you are up.
Here goes some pony dust. All right, sprinkle, sprinkle, little star.
What game would Rob take really far?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go with Sword of Fargoal Legends on the iPad. The remake of Sword of Fargoal. And I had to think a lot about this because there's a lot of modern games that I really like. But I've been playing Sword of Fargoal since the Commodore 64 days. Mm-hmm. I still haven't beat that son of a bitch, so I figure... If there's one goal I should have in life, it's to sit there and finish that damn game. It's your standard roguelite.
Me and you both, because I deleted my save file.
Roguelite.
Whoa.
Have you seen The Ghost of Ben? Rogue... No, that's a roguelike, because it was before there was such thing as a roguelite. So it's a turn-based rogue game. It's got plenty of your enemies. It's random every time, so it can be very difficult to finish in some cases. It's got several levels of difficulty. Nice little graphics. You can poke at it for hours and still not win. I know this very well. Yeah, I think that's a good choice if I was stuck on a desert damn island as my skin's burning away from the sun. Goddamn
global warming. We are going to ban you from this channel if you keep that up.
What's he saying?
He's saying stuff that doesn't need to be repeated at this moment. He's being a dick.
I think he's talking about a vacation.
Yeah. Vacation.
He's a one-trick pony.
Yeah. Well, look at under that.
He's a one-pony trick.
You're a dick.
Guys, we're on the air, so let's keep
going. Oh, that's just wrong. He is... Come on, Larry's drunk, damn it.
I made
that's
very subpar animal prostitution joke. Come on, guys. Give me some credit.
Yay, Travis! Yay! Animal prostitution bonus.
If we had more viewers, it'd be really cool to be like, hey.
Animal prostitution?
No, not animal. What would you bring people?
Well, we have enough viewers to offend people, and that's really all we need.
Yes, thank you.
We have enough viewers to lose viewers.
Yeah, we do. All right.
Email us at shutthefuckuplarry
at guysgamesandbeer.net.
That would work. That would indeed work. And speaking of work, I suppose we should get back to working.
Yeah, real quick. For our Twitch users, tomorrow is Wednesday, and we tend to give away games on Wednesday. So if you're on the damn Twitter account, look for the free game. Because we give it away. First come, first serve, like Rob always says. Once that code's up, if you grab it, it's yours. Otherwise, guess what? You suck.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, don't worry, because Friday on Facebook, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, we have Bleep You Friday, which is where we send out one free, possibly horrible game.
Possibly, but very often very good game.
Last week was rough, man.
Okay, maybe the last week was a little on the horrible side.
Games that'll make you want to nibble off your mouse hand.
Space Farmers.
I'm done playing it. Yeah. Oh!
Space Farmers. Yeah. Fuck you, Rob. Here, try to review this. I couldn't even play like 10 minutes of the damn game.
Oh.
I made it about 8.
All right.
So, as always, you can check us out at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. You can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. It's that central hub where you can find out where you can talk to us on all the different platforms. Don't forget, on Twitch, of course, if you're not watching this on Twitch, we record live Tuesdays, 6 o'clock, CST, PM, www.twitch.tv. I always mess that up.
/
Guys Games and Beer on Twitter for those free games at Guys Games Beer because they can't afford the and for some reason.
I don't think you need the TV anymore.
They pay by character.
Yeah. No, I don't think you need the TV anymore on Twitch.
Oh.
I think they got rid of that finally.
I mean, you can still use it because...
Right, it'll still work.
Right.
Right.
Holy shit.
All right.
Oh, it's Monster Hunter shit. Sorry.
Next week
we're... Watch, you're playing a game.
Next week, we're going to pick on reviewers again, it looks like.
Yes.
We're going to talk about should a reviewer actually be able to play the damn game before before they're allowed to review it. We have lots of opinions on this one.
Save it. Do not shoot your load.
There might be a rage episode coming up.
There might be.
Until then, IGN, if you're watching...
Fuck you.
Don't bother Circle Strafe and just run right into that cackle demon, you idiots. Thanks for watching, Guys, Games, and Beer. We'll see you next week, unless you're on one of our many media sites.
Yeah! Bye-bye! Ciao!